So one more sort of basic question before we get into your cases, which is, it always seemed kind of strange that in many cases, it looks, at least globally, like the responses and other benefits that you see from checkpoint inhibitors, and a lot of times doesn't seem to change depending on the cause of the disease. So like with, head and neck, I think about the smoker or the HPV, cervical cancer with viral, and yet you never really see that playing out. Seemed like the perfect place to look at that would be HCC, but again, it's not playing out. Is that correct?
Yeah, you are correct. It's quite surprising. One would expect that if you have a viral disease, it would be potentially more responsive to immune checkpoint inhibitors. But there is no good clinical data yet that would really suggest that that's the case.
I mean, NASH?
That's going to be the big question now. How is it going to turn out in NASH? My personal take on that is I don't think we diagnose NASH well enough yet, so we probably don't know what patient actually has NASH and doesn't have NASH. And if he doesn't have NASH, maybe he just has ASH, which is alcoholic steatohepatitis, which if you look actually on this slide, from an ask the pathologist, it actually looks very similar to the non-alcoholic steatohepatitis. It's just, that it's going to be very difficult and interesting in the future.
Well, in that regard, is there any reason? Because I guess one of the questions about this Atezo-Bev I Am Brave study was that I think most of the patients were Asian. Should that make a
60%.
difference? And it was HPV. Theoretically, is there any reason to think it'll make a difference?
So if we look in HCC in general across the board, it seems actually that patients with hepatitis C do better than hepatitis B. Applies to TKIs. And also, if we look at the early studies using checkpoint inhibitors, it appears that patients with hepatitis C actually did better than B. I'm not sure if this was because it was a second-line treatment and there were different prior treatments depending on the location where patients came from. But, that's basically what we have seen in the past. So based on that data, we would not necessarily expect a study with the majority of patients coming from Asia to do better than what we have seen before.